Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, all I can tell you is it's been a very ambitious few days here. Okay?
Oh, you didn't like your friend Michael coming and visiting you?
No, any more than I enjoy Florence, okay? Really? And I have clients all over the place teasing me. You left Florida because of the hurricanes, and now they've caught up with you. What are you going to do about that? I'm like, yeah, really?
You are the storm woman.
Up.
If there's a storm to be found, it'll find you.
Oh, yes. I've been the storm queen forever, you know, and I don't think I'm going to sign up for this next time.
You don't want that critical degree sun again?
I think I like to pass it by and just try something different.
Yeah,
because
I don't blame you.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't think I'd take a critical degree one again. I don't think anybody who has those critical degrees would say, hey, I'll try that one again.
Great.
That's a wild life you lead.
It is. It is. But at the same time, it seems to suit me. So far, I'm still standing, actually running.
And productively. That's a good thing.
Good things are happening.
You're coming.
Good things are happening.
You're coming down south here real soon now. I can't wait to see you. I really can't.
Yes, I can't wait to see you as well. And it's going to be an interesting trip. It's going to be different than all the others because a lot of the dynamics have changed. But I think it's going to be wonderful. I get to see, you know, family and friends and do a whole bunch of readings on people that I miss from living down there for all those years. And I think it's going to be wonderful. I think it's going to be a little bit tiring. But then again, I'm trying to get extra sleep now.
Yay.
Yes, I've been sleeping in. I know it sounds very much unlike me, but oh, yes, especially with it getting colder here now, and all three kitties are cuddling up with me and purring me to sleep. I am so there.
That's because Chiron's enshrined to your sun. That's what they're doing.
They're my little healers.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm. They've also been very picky with their food, but what else is new?
They're cats. What are you going to do?
Yeah. They get that way. It's a seasonal thing, too. They have new territorial stations they're setting up. I'm like, really? And they're all shedding like crazy.
Oh, I hear you on that one. I have a short-haired cat that sheds like a long-haired cat. I swear, he is amazing at the phenomenal amount of hair that comes off of this cat.
Well, all three of mine are short hairs, but unfortunately, Princess got a double coat, so she really counts as two cats. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. It's all fair. Anyway, so the chart tonight was kind of interesting, I thought, because we have the Moon and Saturn, you know, conjunct in Capricorn, very early Capricorn, and trying to retrograde Uranus. I like said, wow, I kind of like that. You know, there's something about not wanting to be in the drama, although that's where I've been for a week. Okay. And to try and maintain the foundation. I'm working on that, Jack. I want you to know I'm working on that.
It's a little slippery. I mean, when you have such a strong foundation like Saturn in Capricorn in trying to Uranus in Taurus, who wins in that one? That's an interesting one. You know, there's sudden surprises all over. It's got, you know, it's steadfast in its unusualness. So it's all about being in motion and balancing that motion is what that's about. And it is. It's, you know, I like Saturn conjunct Moon because it really makes people really get to the core of what seriously they feel. Okay? This is the right thing to do. And the theme of this whole entire thing is, what is the next right thing to do? And instead of looking at the whole picture and the drama of the situation that's going on. And so it's all about being in that right moment, but that right moment may be a little wobbly, I'll say that.
Yeah. And, of course, we're still having this war going on with Mercury and Venus basically in square to Mars and Aquarius, but I find it interesting. I mean, I've seen squares between Venus and Mars before, but this one seems much more productive, you know? And now it's retrograding back on Mercury. For some reason, I feel that some of the changes that we're seeking and what we desire and what we envision are being reconsidered in a way that's deeper than it was before.
And looking at a bigger picture because of the square to Mars. That
right.
Mars is acting, no matter how you look at that. So things are coming out in full living color in front of us right now going, hey, these are the problems. These are the things that are going to be the challenges. We're going to give you a neon sign to this, okay? And, you know, when it backs up, when Venus backs up to there, it's really given us a benefit to really change and reconsider and look at it in that bigger picture, instead of looking at it for what's actually transpiring in that moment.
I think it's allowing people to depersonalize certain issues and recognize their patterns. And that, it's very important. You know, as far as doing self-counsel, and most of the people that call us, and most of the people we even see as clients, they are trying to use their own spiritual gifts. They're trying to do their own self-counsel. They're trying to always, you know, embrace the light in maybe new ways or get their life in more order so they can get back to that beautiful peace. So I think it is a very interesting time, and most of the clients have been calling me. They've had crisis going on, but they seem to still be holding on in an amazing, tenacious way. So I have to respect that.
And, you know, I have seen a lot of strength during this period of time. I'll agree with you. You know, it is also very empowering doing this work and seeing the positive results when the tragedy has been there, okay? And especially right now with the Moon conjunct Saturn, there's a certain coldness to Saturn and there's a certain amount of detachment, like you were talking about. And I think people are really getting a vision, more of a vision of that. I always love the dance between Capricorn and Scorpio. It sextiles it. And so what it does is it does this nice little harmonious dance side by side. And right now with the Moon and Saturn in Capricorn and Venus and Mercury in Capricorn, I think it's really, people are really going into that reevaluation mode. I think they're going a little deeper and seeing, okay, we do have the strength to move just a little bit further into this instead of running away from it. So I think more people right now are addressing what is their problems in life more than hiding or tucking them back in.
Right. And Russ, a lot of the people that I've been speaking with, they're realizing that some of the people that surround them lack a certain amount of integrity, okay? And so they're trying to embrace more those that share that kind of integrity regarding purpose. It's very purposeful, I think, with those trines to Uranus. And I think that that's what people are seeking right now, like, where's my tribe? Where's my backup plan? Who can I back somebody up that I think has the same vision as me? I'm seeing a lot of that. Which I think is very interesting,
and,
too.
And I'm going to add this to it because of the Libra sun and the soul energy and the resonant energy that's going on right now. It's going to, what that does during this soul period of time is this gives us an opportunity to rebalance our soul, to look and weigh both sides of the issue. So I tell a lot of my clients, right now is not a time where anything is really urgent. It's more of a time of reexamination, and it's more of a time of taking that time to watch and observe and look at both sides of every situation and see that before moving forward. See where that's going to or where that's leading to before you take that next step. And I think this is really a time where we can take the time to get our balance in every situation instead of thinking that it has to be a decision now.
I so agree. I so agree with you on that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, wait, but I've got a bunch of callers on hold. We probably should see what we can do for them tonight.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking a little bit. How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Kay. How are you?
Hey,
Kay.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Hey. Much better than the last time we spoke. I was a little doom and gloom the last time, so I'm a lot better. Thank
we're
you.
Always happy to speak to you no matter what the circumstances. You know that.
Oh, thank you. I felt bad. I was like, ooh, that was deep.
Are you in New York or are you in Pennsylvania?
I'm in Brooklyn. I'm, like, physically in Pennsylvania right now, but I'll be headed back to Brooklyn tomorrow, and that's where I live. But I have been kind of
that's
traveling back
thought.
And forth a little bit sometimes. Yep.
Great. All right. So what can we do for you tonight? What's the pressing matter?
So I've decided to resign from my job on December 15th. Or actually not put in the notice December 15th, but my last day would be December 15th. So I just want to see what you guys see kind of leading up to that and after that. I'm still looking for a full-time gig, but I'm bringing in income through, like, renting out my place.
Interesting. I think you've made some very profound choices here. This Saturn-Moon conjunction we have is forming a perfect trine to your Mars and your Jupiter right now in that ninth house of liberating yourself, and I so appreciate that. I think you have thought this through. I think you have a plan A and a plan B, don't you?
Thank you.
Pretty much. You've got a couple of other interesting hits, but I'm going to let Jacqueline go ahead and give her insight on this because she's seeing it too. I can hear her thinking.
You're hearing me with that Uranus-Jupiter conjunction hanging out in her chart?
The Mitchell thing.
It's, you know, and there's another part that I think Aphrodite was looking at too, besides that one, that so resonates to me. You know, this is an interesting time for you. I so agree with Aphrodite that this is a time where it's that leap of faith. It's that trusting the process that I need to move into my next situation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And trust it
mm-hmm.
blindly. Okay, because it's Uranus conjunct Jupiter, your greatest benefits will come all of a sudden when you trust the process. Right now, at the time that you called us, the Sun is dead on your Pluto and Moon in Libra. Okay?
Yes.
It's in your 10th house, natally. This is all about really putting yourself out there of who you are into your career. This is launching a lifestyle of bringing you out of your greatest talents, okay? Mm-hmm. And trusting that the right thing's going to happen next. And that's what you have to rely on and trust on is that faith, because something's going to happen here soon. Jupiter is at 24 degrees and Uranus is at 25, your natal Uranus is at 25 degrees Scorpio. Something's all of a sudden going to shift. So I think the timing of it is really good. I do think that, you know, if you want, Jupiter is going to be going into your first house in a little over 6 months, okay?
Oh, yeah?
And
okay.
That's really when all the benefits are going to start coming to you of the work you're doing, okay? So I'm not saying that other things won't go on before then, but what I am saying is this is a time of faith, trust, because it's going to go, Jupiter's going to go through your 12th house, that's your hidden house. That's all that faith, mm-hmm. that trust, that connection with God, the universe, or whatever you want to call that higher power. It's all mm-hmm. in trusting and doing the next right thing is the theme of this. And so here
yeah.
again, think about that. Trust the process. I think you're going, I so agree with you. I think you're moving a little slow, but Mercury's retrograde, and it's going to make you reevaluate that before really taking that leap of faith. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so once December comes along, I think you'll be more than ready to get out of this job. I think you're restricting yourself and doing this later than sooner.
Oh, good. Okay, good. And I'm.
Let me tell you a few
days.
Things that I think you should know. And
okay, yes, ma'am.
Uranus is actually going to go into your first house as early as January 2019 for the first time. And then it's going to retrograde back, okay, on the same degree, and it's basically going to do that in July. And then later on in the year, it's going to do it again. And Jupiter in Sag is all about freedom and self-expression and expansion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're there, but let me tell you something that you don't know. You're looking at to do something with real estate, right?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I do to make money in addition
to my
day job.
Mars goes into Pisces. Mars goes into Pisces on the 15th of November. This is next month.
Mm-hmm.
It's a month from now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be forming an opposition to your Mars in Virgo and your Jupiter in Virgo. You're going to be able to work more than one amazing deal in November.
Ooh.
Okay. Jupiter also goes into Sagittarius, the sign of freedom, okay, on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing a big shift showing up that soon, but I so agree with Jacqueline. This is a process of, I want to say it's kind of like a sine curve. Like when you look at the measure of an EKG in your cardiogram, you're going through these peaks and valleys, and then you're going through these high points several times in 2019. So all the decisions you've made now, while the sun's been empowering your moon, your Pluto, which Jacqueline so deftly pointed out, this is going to lead you on a wonderful path. It's almost like a roller coaster that you're smiling and not screaming. Can you read me? Okay.
Ooh, I like that. Nothing like smiling over screaming.
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
But I think that you really have really used your own beautiful psychic gifts to really make this change. You've gone within, and it is a process, and it is going to have its ups and downs, but it seems like every time it goes up again, it's a confirmation for you. Every time it goes down, you review it, you perfect it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yay! Okay, good, because Virgo was starting to creep in, but I have this certainty, you know, where I know, and my body's even telling me, like, it's time to go. You know, everything in that job is telling me that it's time to go. I have 10 days to take
that
in between.
Trust that feeling the whole time. Trust that instinct. Don't let that other side keep creeping out in that duality, because it is so to your benefit. Again, Aphrodite's so right about the jerkiness of it, and that Mars and Virgo is just it's annoying as you can imagine on a daily basis. So don't let it jerk your chain. Go, no, that's just a false image. I'm just going to ignore that for now and go on.
Yeah, exactly. And just trust, you know, that I'm going to be protected. Quickly,
and you're certainly not
going to
be bored.
Oh, well, that's good. That was kind of what I was afraid of. It's going to be like kind of hermity, just like sitting and waiting kind of, you know.
That's not going to happen.
That's
well,
right, crazy Mars and Virgo looking at the downside. I don't think it's going to be as boring as what you think, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Some action. Sorry, what I was going to say is that I have 10 days to take a vacation because we don't get paid time. And I was thinking about taking it at the top of November. I know Saturn squares my... I think it squares my midheaven, like on the 10th or 11th. Do you think that it's best to take it at the top or the bottom, or do you guys have any thoughts on that? I don't know if it's too big of a question.
Mercury is going retrograde November 17th through December 6th. That is not a time to travel. So if you're going to do it before then. Be back before the 17th. Be back the 16th or 15th or...
I'm not traveling. It would just be kind of taking the time to, like, get my shit together. I just have to take the vacation because they don't pay it out.
Well, if you're going to clean things up and if you're going to redirect yourself and redirect your life, you can do it from November 17th to December 6th in that process. But before then, I mean, I don't see any problem with that as long as you're not traveling. What do you think, Alfred?
Okay. Well, because Venus is retrograde in Scorpio, the first part of November, I have a feeling that it's going to be a wonderful time for reflection, and concentration can be at a peak. So I'm thinking that you're on the right path here. Take it at the top. Venus is going to be retrograde until the day before Mercury goes retrograde. So if you're going to do it at the top of November, it's very interesting because Venus is in very early Sag, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be conjunct Jupiter, the planet of good fortune. And it's still going to be in Scorpio by a couple of degrees. So your powers of concentration are going to be stellar.
Ooh, good. And maybe the Mercury retro will be looking at older clients.
You're going to feel like you're vibrating in your meditation world. I'm telling you right now. So
I think
on the right track with this. Keep us posted, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, ladies. Thank you. And thank you for taking so much time with me. I really appreciate it.
Good luck.
God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I want to listen.
Nice. Oops.
Thanks.
Did you cut her off?
Kidding. She caught me.
Good.
She caught me just before I hit the wrong button. Good. Well, our second client here is basically someone we both know and love. Diana!
Good afternoon. How are you? I'm so happy
Diana.
To hear that you're okay. Really happy to hear that you're okay. Let me remove my... You can hear me better now. Yeah, I was so surprised that the storm went through your end of town.
Oh, it's been unbelievable here. Oh, my goodness. But it's okay. I'm okay. There's a lot of people that weren't. And of course, I've been praying for them and sending them messages on Facebook and such because we had a lot of flooding here, a lot of flooding, yeah. Both with Flo and with Michael.
I saw it.
And I think they were about the same. The only thing about Michael, it didn't have as bad wind, okay? But it still had quite a bit. I mean, I had chairs in my yard, which I thought were immovable, just fly across the yard, okay?
Wow, I just couldn't believe, you know, that it went to Roanoke because you're so far inland. But I'm glad that you're well.
So we forget that there's currents in the air as much as the water. And those currents are not as predictable as we think. But we always get mad, oh, the weatherman was wrong and this and that. Well, I have to tell you, those that have the courage to try and predict this, God bless them. Okay?
You all mentioned something about the planetary strangeness on October the 10th. I forget what it was, but I remember you saying, you know, October 10th is going to be a very important date. So it was.
It what? Great. So what happened? Fill us in. Give us a scoop, baby.
No. It was meteorologically. And a very important day. No, for me, nothing happened this week. It was just one of those weeks. Nothing happened, actually. But I'm okay. And that's, you know, the short term is right now what I'm looking at. Like, you are both counseling, you know, just don't look for the whole situation. Just focus on what you could do the next right step. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, I'm going to encourage you to look at a 90-day window. Because, you know, Saturn is sitting on your Venus, and it's not going to form a perfect trine to your Mars in Virgo for several months. So the next 90 days should at least give you work to do, powers of concentration, greater stabilization, being able to analyze people and situations very accurately. I kind of like it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Thank you. Well, I was looking at that Mercury return that she's having right about now. So, you know, Mercury is dead on your Mercury tonight. So what that means to you is that you're in a new cycle of thought process, of looking at things differently, of opening up different perspectives, of looking at different avenues. And this is all about changing your attitude and everything else will change. this is Mercury is going to be a wonderful asset to you to really allow you to speak out and enjoy what you need in your life. So here again, you've got a lot more power right now than you normally do as far as your thought process is concerned. If you think it and believe it, it can happen. It's the bottom line of that.
Well, thank you very much. I don't have any other questions. I know that you would tell me if there was something I needed to focus on other than, you know, calm down and peacefully looking at everything. So I'll just keep on the line and remain listening. And bless you
again,
both.
Again, change that perspective. Start thinking about, you know, again, the positive direction in your life. Start thinking about that optimism situation to where, again, the key factor here is you think it, you believe it, and you can make it happen. So in your head, think of certain things that you want to happen and believe that they will and wait for them to occur. This is what that conjunction is all about.
Very well. One last thing.
I so agree.
I'm going to try to take the train up to West Palm and see if I can run into you. So I'll send you a Facebook message. Maybe I can meet both of you for a few minutes. That would be really nice.
We'll see if we can manifest that, because right now my schedule is still a little crazy, so, and so is Jacqueline's, but we will try and manifest that, my dear, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right, God bless. I'm going to put you back on hold, baby. Okay.
Oh. Yes, ma'am. Great.
She's such a sweetheart. Oh, my goodness. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 201, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline. This is Jacqueline.
This is Deb.
Hi.
All right.
Jacqueline. Jackie.
Oh,
Jackie.
Hey, Jacqueline. I'm sorry. This took you for somebody else. How are you?
I'm okay. Just want to see what's happening with my chart. I had a near call.
When's your birthday?
Call.
I have like five Jacquelines on here, so.
January 5th, 1965.
Yeah. And where do you live now?
Well, I still want to move to my mother's house. I still want to fix it up. After I fix it up, then I want to start getting myself together to do my own business. And then
do you have a time of birth? Because I don't have a time of birth on you.
No. That's been the problem. Whenever I go to England, I'll find out one way or the other. Whenever I get a chance to go to England myself.
So I don't have to I don't have to relocate you then, because it doesn't really matter. So I'm going to put your son on the ascendant. I'm going to use a solar chart to look at you tonight. Just see what we can see for you. Okay.
Mars is conjunct your moon right now, okay?
Yeah.
There are old issues from the past that are returning to you emotionally, okay?
This
is really a great time for you to have that transformation and change, okay? I really think that you need to look at things in a different perspective than what you are at this point in time. I think you need to look at really what direction you want to go. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful time for really taking the steps. You've got, and we don't normally talk about asteroids, but I'm going to talk about the asteroid now because Juno is conjunct your Saturn, which. Your Juno is conjunct transiting Saturn, and what that means is that it's time that you really dig in your heels at the direction you want to go and do your work, and don't get so caught up in the emotional part of it. To really let that conflict of your emotions drive you to do the next right thing, and to really put your heels in that direction and. When something impedes it, stop, wait for it to go away, and start and pick back up again. don't let it stop you from doing it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm gonna take it from a different perspective. I'm gonna take the asteroids back out of here for a second. So I just want to follow you, Jacqueline, because you're always so brilliant. But I want to say that Pluto is the slowest moving planet. Okay, it has not sat at this degree of Capricorn since the Revolutionary War. Okay, and it's been hovering around your sun now for about 2 years. They're going over you and back to you, and these last 2 years is about you claiming your power. Okay, and because you are a Capricorn sun, you're going to try and do it, and also be very responsible because it's part of your nature. But you haven't been able to let your Venus and your Mercury out to play. They're in Sagittarius. Hard. Going on right now is Jupiter's going to go into Sagittarius on the 10th of November for a full year. Next year is your mirror. Next year is your freedom year. And it doesn't matter whether it's an inner freedom or an outer freedom. It doesn't matter if you stay where you are or you go back, to England. There's a lot that's going to be going on for you. So all of the dedication you've been delivering, Jupiter is going to honor it in 2019 to 20, okay? Saturn is also going to honor it in 2020. So you're about 2 years away from the ideal, okay? So this is a process and not an event, but it's going to be an amazing one because you're going to see appreciation around every corner. You were born with three planets in Virgo in your natal chart. We don't know what house they're in, but all this Capricorn energy that's coming in over the next couple of years is going to form all these trines and blessing lines to you on your spiritual path. Believe me. It's almost like worth waiting for, honey. Worth waiting for.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And I feel
now, I don't
that
know if Mars is really sitting on your moon because... Say again?
I feel that in some sort of way, like I could just taste it. You know, I don't know how, but I know it's going to happen. And everything that I had to go through was divine. And every once in a while, the universe really reminds me because I had a situation this week where I could have gotten really hurt. And it bounced off my shoulder, missed my head and my face. And as soon as I wasn't even concerned with the injury, the potential of an injury, or even the aches and pains which would come later. I was just appreciative that it was divine intervention at that moment in time.
Beautiful. How beautiful.
And the person who witnessed it, like, laughed and don't realize just how dangerous it was. Because something fell off of a shelf and bounced off my shoulder. It should have sent me to the hospital. And it did not. It was like something was between me and that. And the first thing I turned around, I was like, thank you. I looked up and said, thank you.
Oh, yeah. I hear that. Wow.
Yes.
Great.
Mm-hmm. But the emotional part, I do wrestle with that because you know, when you deal with toxic people on a regular basis and when they just take, and you get nothing back in return, it does something to you psychologically. It makes you want to respond emotionally. And I don't want to. But a few times I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get past that. But also, you know, I want to go back to school. I want to go learn something different. I want to do something different. And like you said, definitely to be free.
And with Jupiter
with
going into Sagittarius for a year, mm-hmm. this is a time when actually upgrading your education is a wise choice. It doesn't matter if you do it sitting in a classroom or if you do it virtually, like through computer classes, because Jupiter's going to be in Sag between this November and next November. So for you to expand your consciousness and stuff, it's a great idea. I like it. And when it goes to the Capricorn, it's going
to
serve you in the real world, you see, the following year.
Okay.
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 So that's okay.
Okay.
And
well,
so you just keep the faith and keep us posted, okay? Well,
what
no, we're already over time. So.
Okay, okay, I'm sorry. Because before you get up the air,
it's just hard to see that without a birth time. Okay. Okay.
Before you get off the air, could you just elaborate what's happening around November 10th? Because I keep hearing that date. What's going on with that? I missed the details.
Let me take a look.
I know 11-11 is my number, but what is 11-10?
We're about to look at it for you in just one moment here.
Yeah.
See, it's hard. The planet is the verb. The sign it's in is the costume it's wearing. We cannot access your houses without a time. So that puts us at a disadvantage to give you the timing we'd love to give you, okay? So let's just look at that date and see what's popping, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The moon is going to be sitting on your Venus function. Wow. Go ahead, Jacqueline. Go ahead.
Well, and Jupiter, that's the day Jupiter turns into Sagittarius.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep. Yep.
So,
I
think your intuitive energy is picking up on that. The sun will be directly on your Neptune, and that really, again, there's all this dancing over your intuition, and I think you're picking up on that. That's the point of where you're going to start to feel free, where things are going to start to change and shift in a more beneficial way for you.
Thank you so much. Could I continue to listen?
Absolutely. We'll keep you on hold, babe. You're not, no problem. Okay.
Thank you. Namaste,
all right,
baby.
God bless.
Good luck.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Nice. 10 stuff going on that chart.
Yeah, I'd love to know the time.
Yeah, I wish we had more time with a lot of these people because there's just so much going on right now. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 404, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. Namaste. It's Lolita. How are you?
Lolita. Good.
Hi.
How are you?
Nice to hear your voice.
yes, likewise to you, too. Everything is going good. I just feel like I'm in a standstill, so I'm not sure what Venus got, what she's up to for me. So I was just wondering what you pick up on the financial aspect. I feel like the world has just stopped.
Well, we were talking about that November 10th.
I'm sorry?
Are you still in Chicago?
I'm in Marietta, Georgia. That's where I was born, though.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, we were just talking about, with Jacqueline, about November 10th, that psychic thing that she had of picking up on the day that Jupiter goes right into Sagittarius. Well, that Jupiter and Sag hits your Mars. At that time, you have a 0-degree Mars. Yes, things are brewing. Yes, Saturn is coming up on your Sun. Okay? And yes, patience is a virtue. Pluto just passed over your natal Jupiter. Okay? Don't be surprised if things start suddenly coming out of the blue happening. It's giving you time to relax. It's the calm before the storm, is what I'm going to say.
I feel it. Yeah.
Okay,
I so agree. You are so good, Jacqueline.
Enjoy the ride. Take the relaxation. Take the break before. What do you think, Avernette?
I totally agree. I think you've got this one, babe. This is great. The only thing I'd like to add about this, too, is that do you belong to any club, group, or organization where you have, like, a tribe? You have people that have a similar spirituality as you?
Yeah, I actually teach full moon meditations here once a month, so that's coming up next week. So once a month, I have a following that people come in here and visit us.
Great. And do more of that. And it doesn't matter if you sign on to webinars or some kind of like group conversation with other things throughout the world, I'm going to say. This is your time to take in that food. I so agree with Jacqueline. This is the calm before the storm. Feed yourself now. You're going to need the energy. I guarantee it.
Well, you know what's so funny? What topped the icing on the cake was like on Friday. my transmission went out on my car. And I'm just like, and I just laughed. And they're like, why are you laughing? That's like, because I already know where this is going. They just really want me to sit still, and not having a car is going to make me do that. And so here you go. So I have no car for a week, but it's so interesting how everything is aligning.
Isn't that
yes,
beautiful?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Totally agree. I appreciate you guys validating that. And,
well, many blessings to you, and keep us posted, okay?
I will do, you guys. Thank you so much.
Right,
I appreciate you, too. All right, I'm going to stay online
bye-bye.
And listen in.
All right, great. You got it. Nice. Don't you love when that happens?
Oh, that's just crazy how that's lining up for her.
It really is. It really is. Now, here's an interesting caller. This might be somebody that we both know. Area code 440, you're on the air.
Early Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hi,
I'm doing well. Enjoying a nice, crisp fall afternoon in northern Ohio. So.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Give me the first four letters of your last name.
B-I-E-R.
Got it. Yep.
All right.
I always get that mixed up.
No,
but you know what? I do that when I type in believe. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Did you
have a special
question for us tonight?
I'm juggling too many footballs. You know, it's, I can't, you know, as soon as I try to, you know, pay a little bit of attention to one of my passions, everything else falls behind, and it's like, I can't keep up. Is that ever going to stop, or is it going to stop soon?
No.
No. Oh, well, thanks for the encouragement.
Well, you know what? Again, all that Aries energy, honey, guess what? All the cardinal signs right now are in overdrive, and you're one of them.
Okay. Well, at least I got an excuse,
right? And it's not
going to
change for another 2 years, okay? So good luck with that. The best thing you can do is try and stay in the moment, and I know that sounds absurd because I feel it too, but you are going to have to try and stay more in the moment, and you're going to have to be more it's hard for you right now to be process-oriented. You're going to be pretty task-oriented. And you do, because of the Scorpio energies that are at play right now, when you do, like I say, get very excited and passionate about something, it's very hard to let that go. I so read that. And this conjunction that's going on between both Mercury and Venus is forming beautiful trines to your Saturn. And so because of that, your creative energies are strong, but your desire to also pursue and create results are also there. So you kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. Meanwhile, my cat is like throwing all my pens on the floor. Okay, she just left. Sorry. That's midnight, so midnight likes you. Oh, my goodness. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, life is adventurous. It's going to be a little adventurous for a little while, at least a little bit more intense for the next couple of months. I agree with Aphrodite in the long term. There's a lot of, over the next couple of years, a lot of transitions and changes are going on, so it's a lot of balls to juggle when you do that. I'm so not worried about it. I agree with Aphrodite. Live in the moment, live in the now, and know that everything will get done in the right time, at the right place, for the right reason. Don't feed into the drama.
Yeah, it's just, it's hard to play catch-up all the time, though, you know, so. But
exactly.
I appreciate your insights. If you could let me listen in, that would be great.
Absolutely. I'll keep you on hold, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I give him so much credit for how he deals with all that Virgo stuff.
Well, you know, and the thing is that, you know, his saving grace in all of that is that ninth house placement of his sun, Venus, and Mercury. That sense of humor that comes out of that, or the comedy that comes out of that, or irony that comes out of that, is really the best part to really break that up, because those in conjunctions are, like, so intense.
I know. Sometimes you have to throw your hands up in the air and know that God has a sense of humor. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 561-568, you're on the air.
It's Cindy.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, girl. How's it going, honey?
Jacqueline?
I'm right here. How's
this
it going?
Is Cindy.
You have a birthday coming up.
Yeah, I do. Thank you. So what does my chart show you, please? I need some good news.
I'm pulling up your solar return.
Where's she going to be at on her solar return?
Jensen Beach.
Jensen Beach, yeah.
Okay.
My psychic or what?
You so are.
Woo! Woo-hoo!
What is
life
it?
Is
what is it?
You. Life is changing for you is what's going on. So you got your sun, Venus, and Mercury in the eighth house of transformation and change. With Venus there, it's still for your benefit. Chiron's in your first house. And I know Neptune is retrograde at this point in time, and that is conjunct rising. But this is a recorrection. This is you're changing your life, making a correction from the past. So it's kind of like a redo thing of your move. So you're actually moving in a better place is what I'm going to say. This is all about, again, that new foundation, because Pluto and the moon are both going to be in your 11th house with the South Node, okay? So this means you're going to be a social little girl is what this is going to mean. Transformation and change is coming. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I'll take a look at her transits for right now. I think that's more important. Let me take a look.
I like this solar return.
Yeah, it does seem to have a certain level of power for sure. All right. What's going on right now in the now? Wow, Mars has passed over your Saturn.
Yeah.
So, again, this is a time to be very, very proud of the unique individual that you are. It's because you are going through your solar return. And in your chart, your sun opposes Uranus in Aries. So, again, it's about being the unique individual you are and honoring your I Am presence. Now, when Jupiter gets into Sagittarius in November, it's going to be passing over both your Mars and your Venus in Sagittarius. So it's about freedom and laughing and getting out and about more. Being entertained and being entertaining, which I know you can do both.
Okay.
So I think after this birthday, you are going to start to have a lot of fun over the holidays, baby.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Be ready. Doesn't come to you, initiate it. If it doesn't come to you, let me repeat that, initiate it.
Okay. Okay.
And you're going to feel more like doing it than you have in 12 years. Trust me.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Jupiter hasn't passed over your Mars-Venus conjunction for 12 years. This is a time to come back to life and awaken your sense of humor, talk to interesting people, share your own experiences, and I can say that you might do them more dramatically than you have done in 12 years.
Wow. I'm waiting.
All right, be ready to step in.
Okay. I will.
All right, girl.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Have a nice weekend.
God bless.
Yep. Bye.
Good night. Bye. The thing I love about this is that everything's always changing, opening up new opportunities. So fabulous.
It is wonderful. You know, and that's the thing. It's always in movement, you know. We sit here and we think that we're sitting here not in motion, when everything is in motion. This earth is in constant movement as well as everything else. And sometimes just waiting things out really makes that change. And this is a good time to look at that for a lot of things, is that things are changing and they will continue to change. So it's just a matter of time.
You know, Jacqueline, why do I feel like I'm going in reverse here? I keep thinking, when can I slow down? I mean, I have dreams. Can I shut up now? I don't know. I'm just a weird duck. Okay. We've got one more person that's been on hold for about a half an hour. Let me snag them. Okay.
How about we do that?
Okay. Air code 856, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Fine, how are you?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria, pretty name. Have you called in before?
Yeah, a while ago.
Okay. Okay. I think I have you. Let me see. Are you born December 31st?
Yep.
And do you still live in New Jersey?
Yeah, I just came back a couple months ago.
Ooh, where were you before?
In Italy.
Illinois?
Italy. Europe.
Italy.
Oh. Okay. What city in Europe?
Bari, Italy. Near there.
Can you spell it?
B-A-R-I.
And what country?
Italy. Mhm.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
I got the job going, looking for something new, starting school, the relationship. When's that going to happen?
What are you looking for as far as your career is concerned?
More finances, get out where I'm at. That's why I'm going back to school in January.
Would this be more like an accountant-type thing? Rosemaria?
Oh, I'm here.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, is this more like an accounting-type thing or bookkeeping-type thing? Or
I'm
would this be more...
Different.
Would this be more in the banking industry?
No, more in the cosmetology area.
Oh.
I work near a bakery, in the same bakery department, almost near it, but in the, where I'm at right now.
Well,
I
yeah,
think it's
the reason
you going back to school for a specific trade.
Right.
I think that's a good idea. See, the ninth house rules like getting a master's or a doctorate, but the third house rules going to school for a particular function. Okay. They require
right.
skills as well as education. And Uranus
right.
is retrograding in that house right now, so for you to be going back to that kind of a college situation is totally appropriate. And Uranus is going to probably be hovering around in that house for another year, maybe a year and a half, because it's a slow-moving planet and it's retrograde right now. Now, because Neptune is sitting on your Jupiter in Pisces, you have a lot of artistic energy, don't you?
Yeah, you could say that if I use it.
Okay. Well, I think that right now, because of what's going on in your chart, this is a year for you to expand forward and do something that brings you some joy. You know, rather than feeling burdened all the time. And now, I think you can still be a wonderful businesswoman. I think once you get this credential and you start to move forward, you'll be smart with it. I think of all that. But I think it's more about the inner you. The inner you, when you go into work all day and you come home, that you deal with people from all over the planet, that each person is a unique individual, and you try to serve them in your best capacity. I think that's going to make you happy. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so like the cosmetology thing for you. I really do, okay? Going into that because, again, you're a communicative girl when you want to be, okay? And you have that Mercury in Capricorn. You're a problem solver, a fixer. And and with your work, you're highly independent, okay? The whole trick and deal, Aphrodite was talking about that is the whole trick and deal is staying true to yourself and not beating yourself up, because you have a tendency of beating the crap out of yourself way too much, okay? You have your son in your 12th house, so you tend to victimize yourself a little bit more. I did that wrong, I did this wrong, I should have done this, I could have done this. Knock all of that stuff off. This is about you living independently and having a lifestyle, and I like cosmetology for you because it's a motion one. You have Gemini in your sixth house of day-to-day work, so you're not an 8-to-5 kind of girl, okay? You need to make a schedule, have your own schedule, and do it your way, okay? And this
right.
tends to lead that way. Your work is a way of life, not a job. And you get to have the socialization along with it, and you get to change their perspective. To me, this is so the right thing. I agree with Aphrodite. Keep your eye on the ball and don't doubt yourself and trust that you've got this because, again, here, I think you'll do very well with it and you'll like the lifestyle that you build with it.
Yes.
Cool.
We're giving you the green light, lady.
Cool.
Thank you so much for calling and keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you.
God bless. We're at the top of the hour. I am sorry to say I'm not going to be able to be here next Sunday. We're not sure exactly what Jacqueline wants to do with that. So anyway, I'm going to be traveling, so I'm not going to be able to do the show, which I'm going to miss all of you, very much so. But I still can be reached at 540-400-0110. And, of course, Jacqueline has just made her journey back down to South Florida, and she's pretty swamped. But Jacqueline, let them know what you got going on, girl.
Okay. Well, you know, keep looking out for next Sunday. I'm going to try and see if there's something I can work into this schedule and see if I can make that happen. Yeah, I'm all over the place in Florida right now. So it's a good thing. I love seeing everybody in person. And if you're in Florida, you can come see me at Starfish Divine of Vero Beach. Or give me a call. You can see me in my office in Stewart. Or call me. I have a lot of clients, again, that I know and never do see, all worldwide. So you can call me at 772-286-2720.
And have a wonderful night. Have a sweet night, everyone. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. God bless. Good night.
Good night.